Well, I feel much better after that bath. Let's hope I don't get sick, or it's going to be hard to explain it all to management. I've never been in human clothes before. They are much larger on me, or maybe that's because I'm a few sizes smaller than you. It's comfy though. Look at the sleeves, they cover my hands. I got little baby hands. Oh, sorry, I think I just sat on your phone. My bad. Oh, what's that? What is she doing? That's weird. It looks like it's a comforting ritual moms do for their children. Oh, how to explain it? Okay, so I guess you have babies that are teething, right? It hurts a lot. I mean, the gum is literally splitting apart to expose some of your exoskeleton. Kinda cool if you ask me. However, us little monsters have a few extras. We come in lots of different varieties. Some of us have horns. Me, for example. Also, wings as well. Extra thick fangs. Maybe even elf-pointed ears, I think is what you guys say in your mother tongue. When we are spawned, we are like a clean slate. You never know what kind of quirks you get. We grow fast at the start. Like humans, you develop quick at the start of your life, and then you finish, and it's just maintenance and repair of the body until deterioration. Oh, sorry, I think humans' customs find the ending a bit of a taboo, so to speak. Hey, everyone's gotta do it, right? To be born is to be cursed, and all that jazz. But yeah, as I was saying, that really looked familiar to the comforting rituals that happen to us. The caretaker's job is to help soothe you. Think of the horns growing out of your skull and puncturing through your skin. Or wings. Wings are the worst. I have a bad memory in general, but something tells me deep down inside I knew how painful it was. When it happens, you get special treatment and lotions. It's a hard time, especially when you're so young and just don't understand what it's all about. It's okay now, though. You learn fast, you can fold them away, so human clothes isn't a problem. Wait, no, you don't have to do that. This hoodie belongs to you. They just fold nicely against my back and, well, it is yours, so I guess I can't argue, but yeah, that does feel a lot nicer. You're honestly too kind to me to be a human. What about for you guys, though? How do you get your comfort? I heard sometimes to help a baby's mouth with their teeth, you guys in the past used to let them suck on a little bit of whiskey. Isn't that crazy? It sounds dangerous, but that's what part of your culture is, passing down information and having remedies. It's cute. I like it. Our remedies, well, like as I was saying, it's the caretaker rituals. I could do it for you if you like. It's nothing really special, just very basic things. You almost go through them in sections until both participants are satisfied with the care performed or received. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of comfort you can bring another soul from the simplest of actions and care. Look, do you trust me? Put your head on my chest. What do you hear? That's right, that's my heartbeat. I think you are 60 beats per minute at rest, 120 per minute during activity. It might be unsettling at first, but yeah. Unfortunately, you guys have this thing called heartbeat sync. So if you feel like your heart is increasing, it's actually because you can hear mine. It's supposed to work the other way around, so the caretaker is reducing the heart rate of the listener, so in turn de-stressing them. If your heart is running fast, then so is your mind, so breathe in, breathe out. Because it's all gonna be okay in the end. We don't have to do a thing right now. Nothing truly matters in this moment. Just listen. Our heart rate is faster because we are more active. Don't get me wrong, you guys are capable of a lot, but I mean, you can practice and strengthen your muscles, so it's not really a problem. However, there's adrenaline. Don't get me started on that stuff. It's a little different for us. We don't produce it. It's actually forbidden to speak of adrenaline around other monsters. It's a resource. Long story short, we don't produce it, but it enhances our abilities tenfold. I'm sure you've heard of the stories for yourself, though. I believe it's dubbed Mama Bear Strength or Daddy Bear Strength. In a moment of threat or danger towards the offspring, before you know it, you can lift twice your weight in mere seconds. All thanks to adrenaline binding to your heart. You guys have special glands on your kidneys that produce it. We are not like this, although we are similar, just more, what's the word without being rude, enhanced? I'm not sure that's what I was wanting, but I hope it makes sense for you. Why not swap sides so you can hear it in your other ear this time? I could play with your hair a little bit as well. That feels better, right? Makes your problems seem just that bit smaller, huh? I guess you can call me your temporary caretaker right now. Just having my nails flow through your hair. I like it. Still as soft as ever. The texture of my hair is just simply different. More durability with it, I think. So there's 5 sections to the scalp. We have the top, the crown, the parietal ridge, the temple, and last but not least, the nape of the neck. I find the nape of the neck to be the most responsive area. We hold so much tension over our bodies, it's almost funny how something can affect us mentally and it manifests physically. That's why it's important to care for yourself and one another. It's normal to do this to a direct family, so doing this to you shows a lot of trust between us. I think I'm doing the right thing though. For you, anyway. My nails going from the top, behind your ears, and all the way down. As you listen to my heart thump, thump, thump for you. Want to try something new? Sit up on the back of your bed board thing and lean against it. open your legs and I'll sit in between them. Is this better? See, I'll be nice and quiet and I can get up all in your face. Side to side, if I so desire. I haven't taught you too much, but we have words and phrases that help with relaxing. Think of it like manifesting. If I manifest you to be relaxed, then I can enable it by trying these words for you. I'm unsure how easy of a concept that is for you to adopt. I know you can be quite skeptical at first. Well, I'll try it for a moment and see how you enjoy it, okay? Excuse me, I didn't mean anything by it. Just, yeah, that's the only reason I'm here. I'm somewhat of a miracle. I'm half human and a monster. I look pretty passable for either. I was late in getting my wings and horns. That's why I was so painful. I was born visually as a human baby. There was a lot of concerns raised by my family, however, over time, I grew horns and wings. I was lucky. If I didn't, there may have been a chance I would be cast out to the mortal realm to live my days there and never know who my mother or my father was. That's why I don't care if the overseers find me. I want to hang out with you. I want to change their minds about humans, but they insist you are all bad. From what I know, these are lies. It's convincing the other realm. I'm too young to be taken seriously, even though I'm technically an adult. No one wants to listen, no one wants to bother. That's why I have a favor to ask of you. I want to learn about what makes humans tick. Do you think you could do that for me? If you want to keep hanging out, that is. I know it's a pretty strange predicament I put you in like this, but, well, I can do these caregiver sessions for you in return. I want to go to a human library. I was told of an event. The burning of the Library of Alexandria. How so much knowledge was wiped out from the history, just like that. The fear of knowledge. Why fear knowledge when it's the truth? It makes no sense, unless the truth doesn't serve the purpose of those in power. I'm not saying the overseers are my enemy, but they do not want the truth, so something's up. Fitting. I can hear the rain again. But that's why I need you. Yeah, I know you're still listening, even though you're ready for bed. You're going to help me learn. Do we have a deal? You summon me over from now on at least once a week, and we get to work studying you. Shake on it.
Yay. Oh, yes, this is perfect. I can't wait to tell my mom all about you. Can I take your hoodie home with me? I need to go back right now, and I have so much planning and preparation to do. I can. thank you. See you next week.